From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A UN-backed commission has thrown out nearly a third of the ballots cast for Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai in the country's disputed election in August. The panel's report could set the stage for a runoff in the race, but NPR's Jackie Northam reports Karzai is giving no indication so far that he will accept the commission's findings.
Officials with the Karzai campaign and Western diplomats say the incumbent president does not recognize the results of a fraud investigation because he says the findings are politically motivated and claims there was what he calls foreign interference in the investigation. Three out of the five members of the commission looking into fraud are Westerners and appointed by the United Nations. The commission wrapped up its investigation this weekend. It's widely believed Karzai did not garner the necessary votes to avoid a runoff election. Still, his campaign workers say he won't agree to a second round. There are negotiations underway to hammer out some sort of power-sharing deal between Karzai and his main rival, Abdullah Abdullah. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
The White House has unveiled the administration's new policy towards Sudan, aimed at ending the abuses that have left millions of people dead and displaced in the Darfur region. The policy includes renewed sanctions as well as possible incentives. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says, though, that Sudan must show real progress.
Words alone are not enough. Assessment of progress and decisions regarding incentives and disincentives will be based on verifiable changes in conditions on the ground.
Sudan's government welcomed the new policy. The country's president has been charged with war crimes and crimes against humanity by the International Criminal Court at The Hague. The Justice Department is instituting a new policy concerning medical marijuana today. Attorney General Eric Holder is discouraging federal prosecutors from going after users and suppliers who comply with state laws. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
Attorney General Holder gave a hint of this new policy back in March. He told reporters then the policy is to go after people who violate both federal and state law. That was a shift from the Bush administration. In the past, prosecutors arrested medical marijuana distributors in California, even though some of those shop owners were operating legally under California law. The Justice Department's new guidance to prosecutors comes in a three-page memo. It says the government will continue to prosecute people who use medical marijuana as a cover for other illegal activity, but going after people who are clearly complying with state law is not a good use of federal prosecutors' time, according to the memo. 14 states currently allow medical marijuana in some form. California's laws are the most permissive. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are holding on to their gains on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrials are currently up 105 points at 10,101. The Nasdaq has gained 17. This is NPR News from Washington. A new White House report says economic stimulus spending has created or saved 250,000 teaching or other education jobs so far this year. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein.
Teachers, students, parents are walking into classrooms that would have been twice as large in the absence of these funds.
Bernstein says the government money helped states fill budget gaps that would otherwise have led to layoffs in school districts and public universities nationwide. An annual $5 million prize given to former African leaders to celebrate good and honest governance has not been awarded this year, raising questions about the quality of leadership on the continent. More from NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton.
The awarding committee of the Mo Ibrahim Prize for Achievement in African Leadership said it would not be rewarding a laureate this year. Democratically elected former African heads of state or government who've left office in the past 3 years are eligible for the award, created in 2007 by the Sudan-born billionaire. Frontrunners were Ghana's ex-president John Kufuor and former South African president Thabo Mbeki. After considering what it called some credible candidates, the committee gave no reason for not selecting a 2009 prize winner. Ibrahim said his foundation had full respect for the leaders who were eligible for the prize, but did not win the Good Governance Award of $5 million over 10 years and $200,000 annually for life thereafter. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The Agriculture Department says at least one pig from Minnesota has tested positive for the H1N1 flu virus, the first known case of the disease in pigs in this country. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack emphasized people cannot get swine flu by eating pork products. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.